flow is the skill of an artist. This is 20% skill, 80% gear. Be 100% clear, cause Ryder was ill. Who would've thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? And I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game. Came back, dropped Megadeth, took him to church. I like Bleach, man. Why you had the stupidest verses? Dude, it's the truth. Everybody giving them guest spots. His socks through the roof, I heard him.
Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, a publicly owned natural resources company headquartered right here in Arkansas. Learn more at chenal.com.
All right, welcome back. It is 11:08. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Wally Hall, Matty T, and you. We appreciate you tuning in. A couple of things going to happen this segment. We're going to talk to Rob Smith, new defensive coordinator at the University of Arkansas. Wally got a chance to catch up with him yesterday on overtime.
He's very interesting.
He sounds a little bit to me, and of course he grew up in a similar area to Bob Diaco, former Broyles Award winner, who has now taken over the head coaching duties at Connecticut, which is a tough gig at best.
Oh, yeah.
So
Rob's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a very likable guy. This whole staff is pretty likable, though. I saw a story in the Democrat Gazette today about Randy Shannon, and apparently there were some questions as to whether or not he liked this promotion versus being promoted to defensive coordinator. It disappointed me a little bit. I don't know why he made the choice, but he didn't want to speak to the media at the signing day in the Rock event, which, you know, I wanted to catch up with him and talk to him about the defense, the linebackers, and maybe it was because the defensive coordinator hadn't been named yet and he didn't want to have to deal with that, but he'd already been named associate head coach at that point, so he'd already gotten his promotion. I was just curious to ask him what his duties, because that was a question we got yesterday. What do your duties entail now from what they did before?
Yeah, I'm glad Murphy was able to get that story.
Yeah.
Because it cleared up a lot of things for me.
Well, I assumed if he – I just assumed this was a position that they thought he was in line for, and it made more sense maybe in some ways than it did for him to become defensive coordinator.
Well, if he wants to be a head coach again, this is a promotion that looks better on his resume than coordinator.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. Well, that helps him then, too, and I hope they can keep him for a few years. I like him a lot. I mean, again, from his recruiting connections, and that was one of the things we talked to Rob Smith about. We're also going to talk a little Razorback basketball. We had the teleconference this week, and we'll hear more from Frank Haith and Coach Anderson as well. Arkansas on the court tomorrow at Missouri. Big game for sure. Football-wise, Arkansas struggled last year. No surprise to anybody. Rushing defense, 11th in the SEC, 14th in turnover margin. And, Wally, when's the last time you thought, boy, this is a defense that really forces turnovers? It's been a long time.
A long, long time.
Pass efficiency defense, 13th in the league. Opponents third down conversions, that's something Rob Smith is focused on, 13th in the league. And Arkansas has struggled in just about every category. One thing Arkansas wasn't too bad at was sacks last year, 4th in the SEC. So that was something they were pretty competitive with.
He might elaborate on this if we ask him. I asked him about pass coverage yesterday because, you know,
I heard that.
And he talked a lot about keeping an eye on the quarterback and being able to read the quarterback, and that's something you have to teach. You're not necessarily born with it. So enthused.
Aggressive style.
What's your overall take on the current staff and the way signing day went? I mean, happy? Middling? I mean, what do you think?
You know, I don't want to blow sunshine. I don't.
But
they helped themselves at defensive back and linebacker and receiver. And those were three, you know, one day on overtime I asked Matt, I said, what would be your first place, your first area of concern? He said linebacker. Trey said receivers. I said defensive backs. And they went out and helped themselves on all three.
And Freaky Joe said?
All three.
Quarterback. So hopefully that will get short up too. The good thing about quarterback is you're going to have more realistic competition this year versus last year where you had the guy you felt pretty good about and then really not much else in the options.
I just think Brandon played most of the year hurt.
I think that's true. And I also think you didn't have much in the way of, you know, wide receiver options. Certainly the tight end options are pretty good.
And you had two true freshmen starting in the offensive line.
Yes.
So, you know, he was
you
hurried.
You think you're going to see a much better Brandon Allen than
if we don't, we won't be seeing much of him.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting story last week. I think Muck wrote about this in the Democrat, too, about how Cheney had mentioned to us that, and I guess Coach Bielema, too, had mentioned that they had been negatively recruited a little bit with linemen about how it's like, well, look, they got two starters that are going to be installed, you know, for the next few years. You really want to go there and sit behind them? So that was kind of interesting. I hadn't thought about that as opposed to the what we were thinking was, hey, look, you can play right away if you're a really good lineman. So it's interesting how there's always two sides to the story. Rob Smith joining us now in the zone.
Coach, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Yourself?
I'm great. Thank you so much for finding some time for us. I appreciate it, and congratulations.
No problem. No problem at all.
Talk to me a little bit about your first goals here and what's job one for you.
Well, you know, the biggest thing right now, you know, I've only been on campus here since Saturday. The most important thing is I'm spending time this week. I want to get a chance to get to know and meet the defensive players and learn a little bit about them and start developing a relationship with them, you know, kind of from this point going forward so we can, you know, we can kind of get a feel for each other, develop a trust, and, you know, carry that on through spring football and obviously into fall camp and the season.
Do you meet with them individually? I mean, every single defensive player?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I just want to, you know, get to know a little bit about their, you know, their upbringing, who they are, kind of what makes them tick, give them an opportunity to get to know me as a person, even beyond football. And I think that's a great way to start a relationship. And, you know, because really at the end of the day, I've got to be able to trust them, and they've got to be able to trust us as coaches in terms of what we're, you know, what we're going to give them in terms of technique and scheme. So it just gives us a great way to get off to a good start.
Can you talk to us a little bit about how you and Coach Bielema got to know each other and how you became acquainted?
Well, yeah, you know, when Kirk Ferentz, I believe it was 1999, got the University of Iowa job, Brett was one of the lone holdovers from Coach Fry's staff, being an alum there, and I was fortunate enough to get a graduate assistant's job there working with the secondary. And, you know, Brett just did, he kind of took me under his wing. We shared a lot of the same philosophies from a defensive standpoint. We kind of hit it up. He actually took me in his house when I first got there until I could kind of get things moving on my own. But he's been a great mentor to me and a great friend. And, you know, beyond our friendship, I have a lot of admiration for the job he's done as a football coach and respect him and respect his opinion. And, you know, I'm excited to work with him here and build something special.
We were talking about your time at Maine today. You were on the staff when you guys beat Mississippi State, weren't you?
We were 9-7 in Starksville, Mississippi.
Great defense.
A great night. Yeah, no question.
Well, you got obviously some familiarity with the SEC. I mean, it's, you know, everybody recognizes that it's the, you know, the best conference in America for college football. You've got to be excited to have a chance to show your skills and try to develop a top-ranked defense in this league.
Without question. I mean, when you talk about great, great, great college football, it starts in the Southeastern Conference. And, you know, I'm excited to kind of to pull all the things that, you know, from a lot of great teachers that I've been around and kind of put that philosophy together. I'm excited to work. I think we've, you know, Brett's done a great job of assembling a phenomenal defensive staff, and I'm anxious to work with them as we start to build and kind of put our package together and we can get a chance to kind of put our stamp on the defense here at Arkansas.
Rob Smith, Arkansas defensive coordinator, joining us in the zone. Coach, I know you're aware of all the challenges that are going to face you in the SEC. I'm curious what some of the advice given to you by your peers and maybe some of your mentors about the SEC and what you need to prepare for.
You know, the biggest thing that comes up is really, you know, the speed that's on the field. You know, just coming from the NFL this past, the prior offseason, I spent a lot of time kind of evaluating, you know, potential NFL players, and a lot of those guys were in the NFL, so I had a chance to watch offenses as defensive players tried to go against them. And, you know, the biggest thing, you know, is combating the speed and really the tempo of the game. So, you know, we'll spend a lot of time making sure that we match personnel and do things, you know, the right way from that standpoint, and, you know, making sure that we have a good understanding of what we're doing within our scheme so that we can kind of, you know, quickly adjust and be able to match the tempo as well. All at the same time, holding true to our principles of what we believe in and how we're going to play great defense.
I spoke to Coach Bielema last week about he's got an interesting background with recruiting and his connections to Iowa and Wisconsin and recruiting in the Midwest. And, of course, a lot of his staff has connections to the Southeast and more traditional SEC areas. Where would you feel like your strength is as far as recruiting goes?
You know, I've really been along the East Coast. At my time at Rutgers, especially when I was a coordinator, really towards the end, if we had a defensive player, that was the guy that I was mostly involved with. So a lot of that took me into Florida, times even into Georgia, you know, places like that. So I have a little experience down this way. But the biggest thing for me in the recruiting is going to be building the relationships with the defensive players, you know, across positions and just letting them know what type of system, what type of goals, everything that we're going to have here at Arkansas.
Coach, if you look by conference, and certainly this is a, you know, it's an overstatement to some degree, but there are conferences that sort of have a philosophy and you see a recurring theme. It seems like with the SEC, you get a little bit of everything, so it's a real challenge for a defensive coordinator to try to combat, I guess, what you're going to see week to week with the variances in the offenses here. I guess my question would be, how do you do that, knowing that you could see some great variances week to week in conference play?
No question. I think that's a great point. The most important thing is, I think it all starts with us here at Arkansas. We've got to build a great foundation of fundamental defense, right? You know, we got to be able to run to the football. We got to be able to tackle. We got to be able to break on the football, et cetera. When you can do that and build that into your base and yet keep your base simple enough that you're able to adjust from week to week to stop the offenses that you're facing, you know, obviously it's a great advantage. You know, I think Brett really, you know, he hits the nail on the head when he says, you know, sometimes defensively you got to be like an offense, right? Offenses are doing a lot of different things right now and forcing you to adjust a little bit differently. So when you can kind of, if you can pressure a little bit and do some things to keep them off balance and try to kind of, you know, rein in all the different things that they can do, it obviously would be an advantage as well.
Coach, you mentioned you want to get your players to know you not only as a football coach but as a person. So for people in Arkansas, I want to ask them, I don't really have any specific questions, I guess, but away from the field, things you're interested in, what's a fun day for the Smith family? What kinds of stuff do you guys do away from the field when you're not working?
Well, you know, in the summertime, I have two boys, a six-year-old and an eight-year-old. They love the sport of football, but they also love the sport of baseball. So we travel around sometimes and go to some different ballparks. We've been to Wrigley Field. We've been to Miller Park. We've been to PNC Park. You know, hopefully we're going to get up to Busch Stadium and check out a Cardinal game. So that's something that we're into in our family. Traveling around and kind of going to baseball games is one thing I'd say we do as a family in the summertime.
Being a Pittsburgh guy, I assume you grew up a Steelers fan?
I did grow up a Steelers fan.
Coach, maybe you can settle an argument we had on the show recently. Cold weather, Super Bowl. Think of the Super Bowl in Pittsburgh. Are you for cold weather Super Bowl or against?
I'll tell you what. I would be for a cold weather Super Bowl.
That's it, Coach.
And here's why. I just think the environment and everything that goes around that game, I mean, if you have an opportunity as a player or coach to be a part of that, I don't think you'd care whether it was 20 below or 80 degrees. Just to experience and compete for a world championship would be over the top for me, no matter where it is.
Well, Coach, I don't know. Hopefully you guys settle in quickly. I hope the family's excited to be in Arkansas. We're certainly thrilled to have you. I will say this, between Iowa, Maine, Florida, you definitely are going to have the best barbecue access you've ever had in your career. So there's some upside there. I hope you're a barbecue guy.
I am a barbecue guy. We had some last night. I think we're going to have some more tonight, too. So I'm looking forward to it.
Very good. You're already settled in. Well, Coach, congratulations. Thanks so much for making time. We'll catch up again soon.
Guys, I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Take care.
Oh, Brett Smith, he likes barbecue. I mean, what's not to like about the guy? I like barbecue. He likes barbecue. We finally have something in common. That's good.
I like the guy.
He'll probably want to hang out with you.
No question in my mind.